it's gonna heat water. Once you've got heating involved, well, I suppose there's no
battery powered coffee machine.
What sort of coffee do you drink?
Strong, very very strong.
But do you have a preference on brand? Being from Seattle now, be careful.
Okay, so I am that guy. Mm. It's not the best. I'm kind of a coffee snob, but not as much as most Seattle people are. I'll get the Starbucks espresso roast.
Okay.
Have it ground for a paper filter. I get the Mr. Coffee. Yeah. I fill that paper filter all the way to the top. Only put half the water.
Oh, yeah.
There's
the key. It's strong.
It's very strong.
You ever try that Weaver's coffee? Have you heard of John Weaver?
No, is it good?
He was the master roaster for Pete's.
Master what?
The master roaster.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. He was a master roaster for Pete's, and he set up his own chain in California called Weaver. Weaver's Coffee.
No, I don't know Weaver's Coffee.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do it.
I wonder if Norman Bates, when he was younger.
What?
You know how they give you the moniker master when you're about 12 or 13?
We're too old for these jokes.
I'm a curious guy, that's all.
Yeah, I know, I hear you.
Sorry, yeah, we are. We're too old, but I'm on a 9-day in a row tour,
okay,
so I'm just...
You're allowed.
I'm punchy right
now.
Yeah.
When you were back in 1987, Appetite came out, and you were a millionaire. And now here in 2011, you were on the New York Times bestsellers list for It's So Easy and Other Lies.
Now I'm a trillionaire.
That's nice, but did you ever imagine that something like this was going to happen to Duff McKagan?
No, I mean, life is just... I'm joking about the trillionaire thing, by the way.
You've got 69 billion followers on Twitter. You've got something going on. Somebody, they're following you for something.
You know, but some people do have like 2 million followers. I'm like, how do you get 2 million followers?
I've got 341. Stop going there. Maybe 342 now since we started talking.
Would I have ever thought... No, my life has been... very extraordinary in those things, like having a number one record and selling millions of records. And those, and when you think of it, like a million people have your record.
Right.
And then 2 million people have your record. That's a lot of people. Hmm. And 10 million people have your record, or 50 million,
what
or whatever
the,
it is.
What is the number on, say, Appetite or something?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a number?
It works for me.
Yeah.
I know I had it at least 6 or 7 times. I had it on CD. I had it on vinyl. I had it on cassette.
And it's really amazing that I see kids, like even coming to Loaded shows, like 15-year-old kids who are completely lost into that Appetite era thing. And so they're buying the record. But my life, you know, in that success... outward success, when people go, "Wow, you're huge," or the book is a big one for me because it was a solitary thing to do. Mm. I write 2 columns, and to write a book, you do alone. You do it so alone. You don't know if it's going to be good or bad, or too honest or too brutal. Or
you took a really nice approach with this, though, with the book, because you wrote it to your family, kind of as if you were talking to them, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that was that's how the book started. It was a letter to my 7 older siblings. Yeah. And when you have older siblings, they're always your heroes, you know, growing up. And now in my adulthood, and me having kids of my own, I've taken a step back from my own life, and it allows you to see the humor in your life and also to have gratitude for some of the people that have been there. And so I wrote this letter to my older siblings, and I thanked my oldest brother, John, for many things, but I thanked him for bringing my mom to the hospital when I was in there, and she had Parkinson's. But it stopped me right there when I was writing that sentence, when you brought mom to the hospital. And so many people have asked me, how much did I drink, how much did I, all that stuff, thinking, yeah, it's all rock and roll, but... There I was in a hospital with my mom with Parkinson's.
Looking at you in bed on death's door.
Yeah, that's not very rock and roll.
No.
And so I really started to write the honest story of how did I get into the hospital and how did I get out, which is the great why I'm here.
Exactly.
And the book opens current day now. And anybody who's read my columns for the Seattle Weekly probably know my sense of humor. And I don't take myself too seriously
these
days.
I'm just sorry. I'm just